that's all I can think of, the creek.
What's the name of the river you mentioned?
Little River.
Little River.
Mm-hmm. Alapahaw River.
West
Altamaha River.
Okay. You mentioned the gully for that place I was describing. You ever hear people around here use the word ravine?
No.
Okay. All right, talking about going up a little rise in the land, you say you're going up a
hill.
Okay. Now, the thing that you turned open to get in the door, that's a
doorknob.
You ever hear people use the word knob for hill around here?
No.
Going up a little knob?
No.
Okay. And something a lot bigger than a hill, that would be a... Say in North Georgia, you get into the
mountainous area.
Sure. Okay, so you're going up a big
hill
or
mountain.
Do you have a name for our, you might not use maybe these mountain terms, but I'll ask you for one. The rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp. You look over the edge of the.
What's the backside, isn't it?
Okay, or what
the
about
face? A, you say the face.
Okay, and maybe a more common word that begins with C.
Cliff?
Sure. And the pool of that, you say the mountain has a lot of...
Cliffs.
Okay. Do you have a name for a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
I don't know.
Okay, I get it this way. In these old Western films, you know, every time the gunfighter
shot...
Okay, that might do. This word I want just for pronunciation. When the gunfighter shot somebody, he'd carve a what in the handle of his gun?
A notch.
Yeah. You ever hear that word used for a place in the mountains that I was describing? Okay. All right. Do you have a name for the place where boats would stop and unload their freight?
Dock.
Okay. Now getting back to the mountains, a place where water would fall a long distance.
Waterfall.
Okay, you wouldn't call that a pour over or a spillway.
A spillway from the mill over a dam.
Okay. All right. Around in Tift County, talking about your road system, what would you say most of the roads out here are made of, talking about the surface?
Asphalt.
Okay. Do you have anything besides asphalt roads?
Not many concrete roads. Well, that's the only one, though. Well, 41 is concrete, too. Yeah. Blacktop.
Asphalt. Mm-hmm. What do you call that sticky stuff that is in asphalt?
It's asphalt.
Or another word would be?
Tar.
Right, okay. And do you have any roads around here that the surface just consists of these little small rocks?
I don't know what you're talking about. Church.
What?
Church.
You never heard
that.
That term?
Okay.
That's what Alabama term. Truman made me call me that. We had a 12 hours up there when we went down that thing. It was like 200 yards on 45. I said, Truman, the rain will more help get out of here. He said, it's paved with church. I said, what? He said, church.
Never heard
and
that.
They might have. I'll dig it out of the ground with a little fine rock.
Would people around here know what you're talking about if you said gravel road?
Sure.
You had those?
Gravel, yeah.
Okay.
Gravel and asphalt is what this street is out here.
Okay. What about a road with no surface at all? Maybe
that's
I'm
a dirt road.
Dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Still got those around?
A few.
Okay. Around here, if you're riding out in the country and you come off a little road, come to a little road that goes off the main road where you're traveling, what would you call that?
That's
kind
a
of
side
a
road.
Side road.
Mm-hmm. A lane, side road.
You ever hear farm road?
Uh-huh.
A farm to market road?
No.
Don't hear farm to market.
Yeah.
But you did hear.
They used to call them little three path road.
Little three path?
Three path road.
Why?
That's through
big enough for the horse to walk.
Right.
That led you to.
Right.
Where you
the horse.
Away.
The horse went in the middle, and the
wheels
on each side was three path road.
That's it.
Didn't have a horse. Didn't have a pair of horses.
Okay. What would you call a road that goes from the street to a man's house?